Erev Tov. The Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos has articulated twice the well-known dictum of Aseh Lecha Rav. Initially, the first of these two Mishnayos states, Yoshua ben Prachya Omer, Aseh Lecha Rav, Uknei Lecha Chaver, Ve'vidonis Kol Adam Bekaf Zchus. The second of the Mishnayos states, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Aseh Lecha Rav, the histalik min asofek, the altaber, the aser, umados. The Rav, the Bartanura, sharply demarcates between these two Mishnayos. The second Mishnah articulates appointing for yourself a Rav in the area of Shulchan Aruch, Psak Halacha. In order to live a life of clarity in Halacha, with clearly delineated parameters and concrete practices, the juxtaposition of Aseh Lecha Rav to the histalik min asofek is self-evident and remarkably precise as to the role of a Rav as an expositor of halacha and adjudicator in one's personal practical performance. The first Mishnah of Aseh Lecha Rav and Knei Lecha Chaver posits a totally different role of a Rav as a guide, as a mentor in one's study of Torah, as a model for clarity and direction in developing an overall Weltschauung and Hashkafa, as someone who will provide you with navigational and GPS skills designed to help you grow to autonomous sovereignty in Avodas Hashem. This duality of a Rav, two very distinct and significant roles, is the upshot of the commentary of the Bartanura on these two Mishnayos. Both of these roles are critical and complement each other beautifully. Both of these roles can only be realized and implemented in light of a Gemara in Brachis, Gdola Shimusha Shel Torah, Yose Milimuda. Even greater than the study of Torah is the ability to minister to Gdolei Torah. There are two paradigmatic role models for this concept of Gdola Shimusha Shel Torah, Yose Milimuda. The first was Yeshua Bin Nun, and the second was Elisha HaNavi. Let us briefly sketch in a rudimentary fashion some of the contours of this concept. The Rambam in the Hakdama, in his preamble to Mishnah Torah, writes, describing the beautiful Masorah of Torah Shabbat Peh, the oral law that was taught by Moshe Rabbeinu to call Yisrael. Says the Rambam, V'yalozo u'pinchas v'yoshua shloshtam kiblu mi-Moshe. Three individuals received the Torah from Moshe, Elozo, Pinchas, and Yoshua. However, writes the Rambam, V'yoshua shu talmido shem Moshe Rabbeinu masa Torah Shabbat Peh v'tzivo aleh. Yoshua, who is the Talmid Muvok of Moshe Rabbeinu, is the one who became the individual to transmit the Torah to the next generation. The Medrash even strikingly notes that Elazar and Pinchas were Yoser Mimulachim Miyoshua, perhaps intellectually more gifted with sharper reflexes than Yoshua. So why was he chosen? The Medrash Rabba writes in Pinchas, Amala Kodesh Baruch Hu, Notzar Te'ino Yochal Pirya. Yoshua was the one who was Mishores Moshe Rabbeinu. The Yoshua bin Nun Nar lo yomish mitoch ha'ol. He never left the tent of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hu ha'yam mashkim u'mari b'visavad shalcha. V'hu ha'yam misadir es ha'safsolim. He arranged the chairs. He placed the mats. Ho'il v'hu she'rescha b'chol kocho k'dayu she'yishamish es Yisrael. He became the expositor, the exemplar, the quintessence of Gdola Shimusha Shel Torah Yosef Milimuda. My Rebbe Moran Haras Soloveitchik Zatzal noted, the entire Pirkei Avos is founded and undergirded by this doctrine of Gdola Shimusha Shel Torah Yosef Milimuda. The Masorah of Midos in Pirkei Avos is not a Masorah of Shiurim in the Beis Medrash, but a Masorah of Shimush. A Talmud has to scrutinize and carefully examine the behavior and deportment, attitude and demeanor of his Rebbe. The expression often found in Mishnayos Avos, Hu Haya Omer, is not only Margula Bapumei, as the Rav Bartanura notes, but encompasses an entire Masorah of Re'iyah, of careful, didactic observation of a Rebbe's conduct down to the last minutia. Yoshua was the quintessence of that Shimush, and because of his exemplary devotion and service to his Rebbe, became the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara comments, Pnei Moshe, Kipnei Chama, Pnei Yoshua, Kipnei Levana. He became the Manig Yisrael, reflecting the light of Moshe Rabbeinu. This shimush is a process. It's not an overnight phenomena. Our generation is accustomed to sound bites, to all types of glitz and glitter that often is gossamer thin and evanescent. Even an event as magnificent and extravagant and striking as Maamad HaSinai, any event of that nature, often today, after the initial impact, falls on deaf ears. The Kotzka, the Admor of Kotzk, even commented on no less a monumental event than Maamad HaSinai, an event that was a watershed for the ultimate future and destiny of Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Vayar ha'om vayanu vayamdu merochok. Or in the Yiddish that I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, Zeyat kishokol, or Zeyat kishtanu from the Vitans. They were shuckling. They were very moved, impacted by Maamad HaSinai, but at the end, vayamdu merochok. In the shadow of HaSinai, they sinned with the Cheder Egel. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Ad shehamelech b'misibo nirdi nasan recho. The Ramban in Kisisa has a similar striking observation regarding Yeshua ben Nun. The Torah presents dramatically the descent of Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua ben Nun from HaSinai. Vayishma Yehoshua es kol ha'om bereyo, and his response was, Vayomer el Moshe kol milchoma b'machane. Moshe Rabbeinu responds, Vayomer ein kol anos gevura, v'ein kol anos chalusha, kol anos anochi shomea. The Torah has pointedly portrayed two diametrically opposed reactions to the Cheder Egel. First, that of Yeshua, which in the language of Targum Onkelos is depicted as kol krova, voice of war, or in the language of Rashi, kol anias giborim hatzoakim nitzachom, the victory shouts of exultant soldiers on a battlefield, or the cries of soldier in defeat, slinking away from the battlefield when they sustain massive losses. Moshe Rabbeinu, however, describes the scene as one of kol anos anochi shomea, the terminology of Targum Onkelos, kol mechaychin, or citing Rashi, kol cheirufin begidufin, hame'anin es hanefesh, shemang she'ne'morim lo, blasphemous, strident tones that are afflicting to the soul of a person, resonating the deepest recesses of their personality. The Ramban in the Tour de Force, ingenious commentary, notes the following. Why did Yeshua and Moshe have two totally different conclusions? Says the Ramban in his inimitable language, Avalatam ki Moshe av bechochma. Moshe was a great father in wisdom. Umakir niguni akolos. Moshe knew the nigin. The Omar ki kol anosu anishma elov. The kach omru ba'agoda. That's the Chazal in the Medrash underscore. Omar lo Moshe. Moshe said to Yoshua, Misha osid linog sror al Yisrael, eino mafkin ben kol de kol. Someone who's going to be a leader in Klal Yisrael has to have the ability to make discriminating distinctions between one kol and another. The Ramban concludes that Moshe, in his inimitable modesty, did not apprise Yeshua of his reaction. He didn't want to cast aspersions on Klal Yisrael, but he stated unequivocally that the nature of this kol is a kol of schok, of derision, of mockery. Or to cite the Sforno, who underscores the language of the Pasuk, Vayares ha'egel u'mecheles. Moshe Rabbeinu was an experienced manhig, a leader with a Geiger counter, who was able to detect the shtimung of the people. Yoshua had not yet achieved that level of intuitive understanding that emanates from years of shimush and ministering to Gdolei Yisrael. The ineluctable consequence of this comment of the Ramban is that shimush, ministering to Gdolei Yisrael, to great Tamnei Chachamim, is an arduous, lengthy apprenticeship requiring great amala, tenacity, dogged determination, but ultimately surrendering to an experienced, seasoned manhig. Ein chacham kebal nisayon. The second paradigm of shimush shel Torah is that the yachas of Elisha to his Rebbe Eliyahu HaNavi. When Eliyahu takes his aderas, his mantle, and it becomes a part of his garb, that was a simen, says the Radak and others, of going under the tutelage of Eliyahu HaNavi. The Talmud basks in the limelight of his Rebbe. The Talmud humbly requested, Elisha that is from Eliyahu, Pishnayim Meruchacha. Vayihi heima holchim holoch vidaber. They're walking. V'inei rechadesh v'suseyesh. Vayifridu ben shneim. Vayad Eliyahu b'sar ha'shamayim. Ve'elisha roeh. Elisha became the Yoresh Neman of Eliyahu, when Eliyahu ascended, he, Elisha, cried out, Ovi, Ovi, Rechev Yisrael uParoshav, reflecting the intimate yachas between Elisha and Eliyahu, the yachas of a child to a father. We immediately remember their initial encounter when Elisha told Eliyahu, Eshokom no li Ovi v'imi ve'elcha acharecha, vayelech acharei Eliyahu. Elisha leaves his parents. The other Nevi'im call Eliyahu Adonecha. You are our master. Elisha perceives him as a beloved father. At his ascension to heaven, Elisha tears Kriya. A Kriya of a Rebbe who taught a Talmud Torah is likened to a Kriya on a father and mother, Rachman Litzan. The Elisha Roe, Behu Mitzayek. The Pasuk doesn't say Behu Tzoek, Behu Mitzayek. Ovi, Ovi. Rechev Yisrael uParoshav. Avi Avi is a father and mother. Rechev Yisrael uParoshav. Zerabo Shalimdo Torah. His entire persona was shaped and enveloped by his Rebbe, Eliyahu HaNavi. So both Yoshua bin Nun and Elisha HaNavi are prime exemplars of this dictum of Chazal. Deilo Shimusha Shal Torah Yesem Elimuda. Taisus in Ksubas and Daf Yud Zayin describes a passionate Rabbi Akiva in his early days. And Tosfos cites Pamachas Hayisi Mahalach Baderech Umatzasi Meis Mitzvah. He found the Meis Mitzvah on the road. V'nitpalti Bo Dalad Minim Dalad Milim. He went with the Meis Mitzvah an extended amount of time. Atche Hevesi the Meis Atvaro. Still he buried him. Ushabasi Reitzesi Dvarai Lifnei Rabbi Lazar Yeshua. When he presented what he did in front of his rabbeim. You're guilty of bloodshed for every step that you took. And the Rishonim are trying to understand this reaction on the part of his Rabbeim. And one of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yudim Bikurbil, comments, Mishum debitel atzmo mishimush tam nechachomim. The godol shimusha yosem ilimuda. During that period of time, he was not mishamish, his Rabbeim. And as a result, he's taken to task. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph says, "The olam yodu adam b'makom rabo." A person should always be close to a Rebbe, live near his Rebbe. Shekolzman sheshimi ben gera kayam lo nasa shlomo es bas paro. The Rebbe prevented Shlomo from deviating from the path. Chazal tell us, the Gemara says, if a melech and a talmid chacham naflu bashevi, they fall into captivity, chas v'sholom. Who takes priority in terms of Hatzalah? The Talmid Chacham. Why? Chacham Shemeis, Ein Lanu Ki Yotze Bo. A Chacham cannot be replaced. Melech Shemeis, Kol Yisrael, Vuyim Lamalchus, says the Gemara in Hurias, and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Chisaron of a Melech, we can go ahead and we can compensate for it by pointing another king. The Chisaron of a Talmid Chacham, Mi Yiten Lanu Tmuraso, who can replace a great Talmid Chacham who passes on? The Rishonim indicate the obligation of a Bo Sidbok to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one do so? And the answer is one clings to great Talmidei Chachomim, and that's considered to be Dveikus in Hashem Yisbarach. The Vilna Gaon comments on a pasuk in Mishlei, where Shlomo HaMelech says, Shesei mayim biborecha binozlim mitoch be'erecha. The pasuk speaks about a bor, a cistern, and it speaks about a be'er. What's the distinction between the two? Chazal saw in this pasuk a hora as far as Limud HaTorah. But there's an inner contradiction. The pasuk itself is paradoxical because the nature of a bor and a be'er, they are two antithetical notions. A bor is mekabel mayim from outside. A bor is a cistern. The source of water is external, whether it's rain, whether it's overflowing rivers, whether it's cascading snow meltdowns, but a bor doesn't have its own indigenous source of water. A be'er is a well with an underground aquifers of a natural nature, providing water on an ongoing basis. So the pasuk says, initially, what should one do? Shesei mayim miborecha. One should drink from the bor. One should drink from the masorah. One should be mishamish tamni chachomin, great Torah scholars. And ultimately, if one does so in this proper order, then one will be able to become a be'er Yafutsu Mainosecha Chutzo, the Pasuk says, Birchovos Palgemayim. Birchovos Palgemayim, you yourself will become a bear, an indigenous source of water, and ultimately higher and higher. Umi Matona Nachliel, Umi Nachliel Bomos. There'll be an Aliyah, but the Aliyah has to follow a Seder, and the Seder is founded upon Deila Shimusha Shal Torah, Yosem Limuda. The Yisod of Aselech HaRab, in brief, it's not possible to achieve greatness in Torah without having a Rebbe who's connected to Masorah through his Rabbeim all the way to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. The generation we live in is embedded, and in some respects, I would say even entombed in computer technology. The Corona Zoom venue has only heightened and accentuated the deep chasm between the ideal and idyllic Rebbe Talmud Balabais Rob relationship, which is nothing short of a tragedy writ large. When the Talmud has a Rebbe that he can talk to, that he can model himself after, that he can see as a dmut chinuchit, that engenders a yachas akin to someone hashomea mipi Moshe kishomea mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the Har Sinai experience. That is the existential experience of vayamod ha'om al Moshe min haboker ad ha'erev. The Tiferes Yisrael notes on two of the 48 kinyonim mentioned in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, Be'emo v'yira, says the Tiferes Yisrael, she'ye emas rabo olav, there should be an emo of the Rebbe, v'she'ye yira shamayim b'libo. V'hoyu einecha ro'es es marecha, one always has to see one's Rabbeim in front of him, is a critical, indispensable element to spiritual growth, and it's terribly lacking in a generation which has a limited attention span that often leaves the Rebbe after a short period of time. Talmidim who are 19, 20, 21 no longer feel the need to hear shurim from a Rebbe and cannot possibly achieve what the Rambam defines in Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Vav. Shetzivonu lehischaber machachomim ulehischaber imohem ulehasmid b'yishivosim lechol ofem eofanei ho'avoda b'machol, b'mishteh u'be'esek Sidbok. This is the obligation to be nidbak to great Tamini Chachomim and thereby have a dveikus to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to Kabbal Yochel himself. Hagoyin Rav Chaim Zev Lenowitz Zatzal was a 24/7 Rav. His accessibility was unparalleled. A wonderful family in the BTYA Kehillah shared with me a trove of correspondence that the father, Rabbi Nafeli Brick Shlita, and his son Yehuda Nero Yoyer had with the Rav in the course of several years. What a beautiful manifestation of Aselech HaRav. Rav Malinowitz Zatzal taught the shul to consult the Rav for every jot and tittle, for every kotzel shayud in their lives, and their heightened sense of being kafuf to a Rav and the Kavod HaTorah are exemplary features of this wonderful kehillah. Chazal say, Tanya, Rav Yossi Omer, Lo mikomo shel adam mechabdo, elo adam mechabid es mikomo. Not the locus, the geographic position of a person honors him, but the person honors his geographic locus. Shekein motzino besinai, we see in Har Sinai, shekolzman sheashchina shruya alav, omra teira, gamatzoin va'abokar al yiru el murahu. The area was completely and totally saturated with the divine presence. Nistalko shchina, so in Beis Tfila Yonah Abram, it was a dual fulfillment of the presence of a majestic Rav who graced the shul and simultaneously a shul whose balabatim responded to his overtures to the extent that the constituency embraced the Rav. He responded in turn. His engagement of his kehillah was around the clock, 24/7. The Gemara in Chagiga Tesvav Mebeis comments about Elisha ben Abuya Acher. Amru alav al Acher b'shoshaya oimed b'samedish harbe sifrei minim noshin b'cheiko. There were works of Abikursis that fell out of his pocket. Lahavdil me'alvalvi Abdolus, the counterpart to Acher, Elisha ben Abuya was hagoyin Rav Chaim Zemelinowitz Zatzal, whose pockets were teeming with galleys of art scrolls, gemaras, hanging out all over the place. Babli and Yerushalmi, that he merited editing for decades. his neshira, his melting or shedding, consisted of dapi gemara that flowed from his very essence. His lifeline was kihem chayenu v'erach yameinu. He was embodiment of the bitachon of the chavis avobos, called tzad v'shal every step of the way. Rav Milinowitz Zatzal was a feisty, independent thinker. His love of Eretz Yisrael was of a passionate nature and manifested itself in his publicly espoused positions on Shemitah, on Hebron, on Gush Katif, and essentially his overall decision to live in Eretz Yisrael and bring his family there. He did something extraordinary that to this very day left an indelible impression, Rishumo Nikar, in the BTYA community. He instituted during that maelstrom of Gush Katif the recital of Al Tira Mipachat Pisom, Mishayas Rishoyim Kisavo, Utsu Eitzav Esufar, Dabu Dabu V'lo Yokim Ki Imanu Keel. After Aleinu, and that has become a part and parcel of the BTYA Nusach HaTfila, part of their psyche, part of the very blueprint. Very few shuls that I know recite that, and he was fervent and passionate about it. When I thought of it, it reminded me of the following vignette, which is a classical Altira historical analog. When the Mir Yeshiva was in a state of great uncertainty, they were essentially banished from the Mir in Europe, were in a seemingly hopeless and hapless situation, not knowing where to go. They celebrated the last Simchas Torah with a triumphant, fervent, buoyant singing of several hours. I heard this from Mirrors who learned in the Mir Yeshiva and were present. And what did they sing? Al Tira Mi Pachat Pisaim Mishayas Vishayim Kisavo. Utsu Eitzav Esufar Dabru Dava V'lo Yokum Ki Imanu Keel. It was led by the saintly Mashkiach, HaGoyin Rav Chatzke Levenstein Zatzal, and the veritable Goyin Rosh Hashiva, Rav Chaim Shul Levin Zatzal. It was a profound expression of the depth of their bitachon and the realization that human planning is transitory and fickle. Rabbi Yismach Shovais B'levish V'atzas Hashem Yisokum. Said Rav Chatzkel Zatzal, that passionate Hislavus of Utsu Eitza was responsible for the Shangri-La, in quotes, of the Mir Yeshiva landing in Shanghai. The ultimate historic architect, the panoramic GPS and navigators, of course, Hashem Yisbarach, he'll navigate the path for us, but that eventually became the Mir Yeshiva in Shanghai. They sang Utsu Eitza for hours in the most joyous fashion, and Hashem Yisbarach in his magnanimity led them to the quote-unquote oasis in Shanghai, another providential, incredibly miraculous locus for the yeshiva, and one that spawned the yeshiva world in Eretz Yisrael, in America, and in Europe. I believe that Al Tira Mipachat Pisom, Utsu Eitza V'Sufa, was truly the quintessence of HaGoyin Rav Chaim Zev Milinowitz Zatzal, Milinowitz, who was a towering, walking Chavis HaBobos, a Baal Bitochen Mufla. His Aseh L'Charav emanated from his fiery Takif personality, suffused with Musar, but powered by his passion to elevate his Kehila to heights of Avodas Hashem, to Limud HaTorah, all undergirded by a combustion engine that was driven 24/7. He was the general editor of Art Scroll, a monumental, colossal responsibility, but simultaneously navigated a Kehila and a family to the heights of Ruchnius with a firm, steady hand. We hope and pray to Hashem Yisbarach that his Aseh L'Charav model that he exemplified and struck deep roots remain part of the warp and woof of this special Kehila, the Netzach Nitzochim, Amen V'Amen, Yehei Zichro Baruch.